All right, Song of Solomon, chapter number 6 this evening. Song of Solomon, chapter number 6. Find your place there. We'll look in verse number 1 when you find your place. I know it'll take you a minute, but verse number 1 of Song of Solomon, chapter number 6. The Bible says, "Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside that we may seek him with thee? My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as the flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temple within thy logs. These are the 70 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare. The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies." Let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you and I love you for blessing us with the privilege and opportunity to be back here tonight. Thank you for safe traveling, getting us here safely. God, be with the remainder of the meeting. God, we can do nothing except you touch us. God, hide us behind the cross. Bless your service tonight. Have that own way. Thank you for being so good. In Jesus' precious name, with much thanksgiving. Amen and amen. You can be seated. Now I'll give you this thought quickly and I'll get out of the way. Notice verse number 2. The Bible says, "My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies." And then verse number 13, "Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite?" And as it were, the company of two armies. And I'll try to preach this thought, as you know, out of the book of Song of Solomon. You'll actually, as you study it, you'll realize it's a beautiful picture of Christ and the church. It's one of the beautiful, most beautiful pictures of marriage you'll see in the Holy Scriptures. And as she finds out, it's a Gentile woman that falls in love with a shepherd one day, and she meets him and falls in love, and they get married. And as she grows in her relationship with him, she finds him out not only to be the shepherd, but she finds him out to be the sovereign that her soul so longs for and desires. And by the way, I can tell you and take you to the place on Possum Trot Road where I met the King of Kings and Lord of Lords that changed my life forever. My life's never been the same since, and it never will be, friend. And if you ever meet this King and this Shepherd, you'll find out he'll change you too. And I'm going to preach for this little while on this thought: when Jesus picks flowers for me, when Jesus picks flowers for me, my Savior and my, by the way, I'm going to say this when I get started, my Savior and my God, He's not pushing up daisies, He's picking up lilies. You can keep that. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside that we may seek him with me?" Notice the first of all, the desire to seek in verse number 1. These daughters of Jerusalem have listened, and they've listened, and they've listened as this woman has talked and talked and talked of her beloved, whom her soul longs to be with and longs to be around. And by the way, if you ever get good and born again, you'll want to be around him. You'll want to be in his presence. You'll want to love him. You'll want to hear him. You'll want to hear him speak those sweet nothings to your soul. And as I was thinking about this and study on this, notice there in verse number 1, the fire that's within them. Whither is that? Those fellows, those daughters of Jerusalem, they've heard her say all these things. They've heard her talk about her lapses of faith and how she gets away and how they've come. She's come to them asking them to help her seek that one whom her soul loves. And I thank God so much for that. But notice what happens. They ask, whither is thy beloved gone? They're asking the question, oh, thou fairest among women. Notice back in verse number 16 of chapter number 5, the Bible says his mouth is most sweet. Yea, he is altogether lovely. At the end of all the descriptions and at the end of everything she could say about him, and her descriptions paled in comparison to everything he could say about her. But I want to promise you something, friend. He sees her as lovely, sees her as beautiful, but she looks back at him and says, yea, he is altogether lovely. And when we see this, I want you to take your mind back for a moment to the back few chapters. Notice verse number 2, we've seen her fellows. Now we've seen her fire, but notice verse number 2, she said, my beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. Now we see the definition of sweetness. The definition of sweetness. Now as she's looking in verse number 2, she said, my beloved has gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices. Those spices remind us of the fragrance that he carried. They remind us of the time that he came and put his hand in a hole in the door and tried to get in the door after she asked for him to show up. And it reminded me so much of how we ask for God to show up and ask for him to show up and do things. And he shows up in the middle of the night in an inconvenient time. And by the way, look for Jesus to show up at an inconvenient time. But anyways, he sticks his hand by the hole in the door. And what those men would do in that day, they would have those perfumes on their hand as he had carried flowers to his beloved coming to see her. But she was too sleepy, too tired, and too lazy to get up. But I thank God, even though I'm too lazy sometimes and too tired sometimes to get up out of bed to spend time with my Savior, he'll leave me some flowers for the morning. When I wake up, I'll see them. They'll be right there. Then I can smell him where he's been, and I can get up where he's been, and I can go to seek him again and find him. And it won't be too very long after I've sought him and after I've gone in his presence that I'll be around him and I'll love him and I'll take him back home. The fragrance that comes from this spice, the spices, it speaks that we've seen the fruit. Well, we've seen these. I'm going to catch my breath. To the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. You understand that is one of the it's one of the simplest things that a man can do. But sometimes it's one of the most significant things that a man can do. As I looked into those lilies, and this is really where I just spent most of my time studying, I continued to study about what kind of lilies they were, tried to figure out where they came from, tried to figure out what they looked like and everything. And it reminded me as I studied this of those lilies over in the New Testament that Jesus mentioned of how they fade out after about a day. But I want to remind you of something. Their color is white, more than likely. The color is white, reminding us of his purity and his holiness and of his person. And it reminds us of the intimacy that we're to have with him and the spices that are around us. Verse number 2, to feed in the gardens and to gather lilies. And I don't have any experience with any marriage or anything like that, but I don't know that I've ever seen in living life, I've never seen a woman get mad with a bouquet of flowers in her face. Just hadn't seen it yet. I don't think I'll ever see it. I hope not either. But you're the definition of sweet. Not only that, we've seen the fruit and we've seen the flowers. It reminds us, and I'm thankful for this, when these flowers, they really remind me of the scriptures. They remind me of those scriptures that are always there, and yet he sometimes handpicks a few and brings them to you and gives them to you when you're undeserving and when you don't deserve. Friend, she knew what she was. She knew what she looked like. She told what she was. She was a Gentile and she knew it. And friend, it reminds me of another that loved a Gentile bride and that fell in love and told us, and he brings us and handpicks us some scriptures and carries it to us and tells us that he loves us. Tells us that we're his own, reminds us of his affection, reminds us of the time that he spent and shed his blood, carried our burdens and carried our sins, rose again over death, hell, and the grave. The desire to seek, the definition of sweet. Now, I want to remind you of this quickly and I'll be done. As we've seen these flowers, and it's one of them, and I thank God for the flowers of Scripture, but I thank God for those flowers of the stirring of the Holy Ghost. And I love it when he just shows up and speaks a word to my heart. When everybody else may be around, or maybe you ever felt alone in a crowd? I dare say that there may be some here tonight, but God may reach down and may speak a word to your heart. He may speak to your soul and may give you a word that'll carry you from here to 2019. And friend, it does matter that you get some flowers from Him. And I sure am glad He does. Not only that, but the destination of the saints. And go with us to verse number 10. The Bible says, "Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded, or ever I was aware. My soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite?" As it were, the company of two armies. Now, as he asked this question, I believe I can hear her say, "What in the world do you see in me?" Now, have you ever asked that question to the Lord? Now, I can imagine some earthly wife asking that to an earthly husband. Now, I can imagine that from an earthly husband asking that to an earthly wife. But friend, I have actually asked my Savior this before. Lord, what in the world did you see in me? Why did you go to Calvary for me? Why did you rise again for me? Why did you take my sin and shame and sorrow, forgive me, call me to preach, put me in the ministry and set me on my way? Why? You know what He sees in you? He sees future. Notice, as we look at the destination of the saints, He sees the future, because from here to the end of the book, it's nothing but sweet communion between the bride and the bridegroom. And by the way, that's what He wants. That's what He desires. That's what He wants from His heart to yours. By the way, there's some of you saved folk in here that you haven't been in love with Jesus like you ought to have been. And you might want to scrunch up real close, because the days are getting dark and things are getting harder. And by the way, they're not getting any better. You better fall in love with your Bible. You better fall in love with prayer. You better fall in love with the house of God. Get your place. Find you a pew. Set yourself down and make sure you're where you can hear from God. The destination of the saints, the future and the following. You understand something, friend? We're leaving out of here one of these days at the rapture, and I sure don't want to be ashamed before Him at His appearing. We have to go straight from here to the judgment seat of Christ for our works to be tried. You better make sure that you're loving Him like you're supposed to. I dare say there may be some here tonight that would be ashamed before Him at His appearing. I promise you something. When Jesus picks flowers for you, it'll mean something. Just look for them, listen for them, wait for them, and fall in love with Him even more than you ever have, preacher. I'm done.